Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Nun Vav. Yesterday we started Hakones. We're still on the first Amud in Perek Hakones, Nun Hey Amud Beis, at the bottom at the two dots on the first wide line. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Dvarim Ha'osos and Pater Midinei Adam Chai B'dinei Shemayim. There are four things that if a person does them, he's Pater Midinei Adam. He's not going to have to pay anything or do anything down here in this world, but Chai B'dinei Shemayim. Up in Shemayim, it's on his cheshbon, and he should take care of it. And meaning, if he pays, he'll get it off his cheshbon in Shemayim also. So no one's going to force him to pay, but certainly if he does, then we'll get off of his cheshbon in Dinei Shemayim. It's going to be much better for him. What are these four things? Ve'elu hein. Haporitz geder b'fnei behemas chavero, someone who knocks down a wall that's blocking his friend's animal from escaping, so he allows his friend's animal to escape, not by pulling the animal out, but just by knocking the wall down that's in front of the animal. Va'kofiv komaso shel chavero b'fnei adleika, someone who takes his friend's grain and he bends it into the way of a fire, so that the fire goes and burns it. So he didn't take a fire and actually burn the grain, but he bent the grain into the way of the fire. V'hasochar eidei sheker l'heyud, someone who hires false witnesses to testify. And v'hayodea eidus l'chaveru ve'enu meid lov, someone who knows testimony about somebody else and chooses not to say the testimony, he's also pater b'dinei adam chayav b'dinei shemayim. Now, a couple of things before the Gemara is now going to analyze each one of those cases, and then it's going to say, really, those are the only four cases that you pater b'dinei adam chayav b'dinei shemayim? I thought we have like four more. So the Gemara is going, that's going to be the structure of the first amud. But before we get into that, what does it mean? So it's a major machlokas rishonim, what the geder of the din of pater b'dinei adam v'chayv b'dinei shemayim really is. The Rashi explains that chayv b'dinei shemayim means that you chayv some sort of onesh b'dinei shemayim, not that you chayv mamon b'dinei shemayim. Rashi Maseches Gittin, Maseches Kiddushin, and later on this Masechta and Bamitzia comes up a few times, explains that it's not that you chayv mamon b'dinei shemayim, you chayv some sort of onesh b'dinei shemayim. It's some sort of peronus that a rasha is going to get, because these are things that a not nice guy does. But if you pay it, then you're pater b'dinei shemayim also, then you're not going to be chayv that onesh. The Meiri, however, understands that no, it's a chiyuv tashlumin bidei shamayim. It's not that you're chayiv some sort of onesh, you're chayiv the money. There's an actual chiyuv mamon bidei shamayim. And any time, kol zman, you haven't paid that money, up in shamayim you're considered a gazlan. It's considered that you stole that money, and therefore, what's nafkamina? Either way, I have to return the money. No, either way, if I want to have a clean slate up in shamayim, I have to return the money. No, nafkamina is my pasul la'edus. According to the Me'iri, if I'm a ganav, I'm pasul la'edus. If I'm keeping money that's not mine, I'm pasul la'edus. I'm a guy who did something not nice, but it's still my money, so I'm not pasul la'edus. There may be another nafkamina also, because there's another important machlokas rishonim over here. When all these cases that you chayv b'dinei shemayim, right? So we said that the Beis Din down here cannot force you to pay, right? What if the person that you owe the money to, or that you should be paying if you wanted to be pater midinei shemayim, what if he's toface? What if he takes the money from you? So Rashi and other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rashba and the Ranimbav Metzia, other Rishonim say that if you're tafas, if the guy's toface, ein motzi miyado, we don't take it away from him. Meaning, since rightfully it belongs to the guy that you owe the money, the guy whose wheat you pushed in the way of the fire, etc., say, we're not going to take the money away from that guy, because it really is rightfully his. The Rivash quotes from the Ramban, and the Rush, and the Torah, and Shulchan Aruch all hold that no, he's not able to be toface. That to be toface is beyond what he's allowed to do, because you're not really chayiv him the money. So he's not going to be toface. Since b'dinei adam he's not chayiv the money, so he's not going to be allowed to be toface. There are some compromise shitas. The Yamshel Shlomo is mechalek. The Yamshel Shlomo over here in Baba Kama, and it's quoted by the Shach also in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chav Ches, in Chosh Mishpah Simon Chav Ches, Yamshel Shlomo writes that we could be mechalek between a case where your potter min hadin b'dinei adam, where tefisa won't help because you're chayav b'dinei shemayim, versus a case where the reason you're pater is not min hadin, but you're pater because of you have a more severe onus to deal with. Like for instance, kam le b'drabi minei. So you have a case of of Kalevid Rabmine, so I'm chayiv misa ready for what I did. That's why I'm pater from the mamon. So in that case, if the guy is tofes, lo mafkin mine, because in that case, I really am chayiv b'dinei adam. I really do have a chayiv b'dinei adam. It's just that I'm exempted from that chayiv because I'm dealing with a more severe chayiv. So in that case, if he's tofes, we don't take it from him. But if it's a case where it just stammed, where he didn't, like in our cases, in the four cases mentioned in our Gemara, where you just straight out pater b'dinei adam, so then the tefisa is not going to work. That's how the Yamshel Shlomo understands. There's another possibility. The Pisrei Tshuva in Choshem Mishpat Simon Chav Ches quotes from the Shvos Yaakov that is mechalik in a different way. Whether the chiyuv is bidei shemayim is a chiyuv minat Torah or not. Meaning the Pisrei Tshuva says there are times where I'm going to be pater midinei adam minat din. I'm pater midinei adam, and still if the guy's toe-face, he gets to keep it. And other times where I'm pater midinei adam, where if the guy's toe-face, he does not get to keep it. What's the chiluk? Is the chiyuv bidei shemayim a din d'oraisa, or is the chiyuv bidei shemayim only a din d'rabbanan? Right? If it's a chiyuv min haTorah, like the case of kovesh eduso, a person has edus and he decides to withhold the edus, or the case of kimle bidrab minei, in those cases the tefis is going to help, as opposed to if the chiyuv is only d'rabbanan, like avak ribis. Or grama benizikin, things that are only cases of grama where the chiyuv bidei shemayim is also only midrabanan, then we're going to say that im tafas motziim yadov, the guy's toface, we're going to take it away from him. So we basically, just to review, two essential machlokasim. Machlokas number one, what's the nature of the chiyuv bidei shemayim? Is the chiyuv bidei shemayim a chiyuv of some sort of onesh because you're a bad guy, or is it a chiyuv mamon? And machlokas number two, if the guy is toface the money, do we take it back from him because you're really pater midinei adam, or do we say no, since you're chayav midinei shemayim, so really you have some sort of chiyuv to him, so he gets to keep it. So not surprisingly, the Dvar of Ram says, in Chelek Beis, Melam Beis, the Dvar of Ram writes, that the two machlokasim are very much linked to each other. If you hold that the chiyuv bidinei shemayim is just a chiyuv of an onesh, you're just a bad guy, but there's no real chiyuv mamon, so if the person is tofes the money, he has no right to be tofes the money. That's not your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is that you're going to get some sort of onesh. The way to avoid the chiyuv onesh is by paying the money, but it's not his money. He's not entitled to that money. So therefore, when he takes it, we're going to be mafkinan mineh. We're going to be matziim miyada. We'll take the money away from him. But if you hold like the Meiri, that the chiyuv bidei shemayim is a chiyuv mamon, that you're chayiv, you're really chayiv to pay the money, it's just that we can't enforce such a chiyuv down here in this world, but really you're chayiv to pay the money, so then when the guy is toe-face his money, so we're not going to enforce it the other way, we're not going to allow you to take it back, so then he's allowed to keep the money. That's how you have to work out whether the Rishonim really line up, especially Rashi, whether everyone really lines up exactly. But that's how the Dvar of Ram suggests to be mechadish. There's one more ha'ara. If you look at Rashi on in Dibur Maskel Pater Midinei Adam, says Rashi Kasavar Grama Benizikin Pater, that the Gemara is assuming that Grama Benizikin is Pater. Now there's one extra word in that Rashi, Kasavar, right? Meaning Grama Benizikin is Pater, isn't it? Isn't that the whole difference between Grama and Garmi? Garmi is indirect, but a little more direct than Grama. And Grama is very indirect, so don't we always say Grama b'nezikin is pater? And Garmi is a machlokas, whether you're da in dina de Garmi or not. So the other Rishonim are medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds that there's no chilik at all between Grama and Garmi. That Grama and Garmi are two ways of saying the same thing. They're not two different levels of chiyuv. When the Gemara gives cases and calls them Grama, and the Gemara gives cases and calls them Garmi, they're really identical halachically. And when we say Grama b'nezikin pater, we're going like the Mandi Yomer that's against Rav Meir, that holds ain da'in din de garmi, that we're not mechayev for garmi, but there is a shita that just like you're chayev for garmi, Rashi would hold you're chayev for grama also. That would solve the major problem that all the Rishonim have of how exactly to be mechalik between grama and garmi. That's what Tosus quotes in a couple of places in Shas. He has a very hard time figuring out what exactly is the defining line between grama and garmi. Tosus writes that garmi is when the mazik causes it by himself, the nezek to his friend by himself, and the hezek happens immediately. Whereas grama is, he doesn't cause the hezek directly, or it doesn't happen immediately, but they have to go back and figure out each case in Shas that's labeled Grama and Grami and fit them into some sort of category. But it's very hard to do that. If you actually go through, one day, not today, but if you actually go through all the, we'll do it, but if you actually go through all the cases in Shas, not all of them fit into any of Tosfos' definitions. That's a long Tosfos Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chav Beis, toward the bottom of the page, discusses this issue. And the best Tosfos can come up with is what he writes in the name of the Ritzba. He says, you know what? Technically, it's very difficult to explain any difference between Grama and Garmi. The Ritzba writes, Garmi, where there's a Shita that Yechayiv, are just the more common cases. And since they're the more common cases, the Chacham decided to make a Knas, according to Rav Meir, that we're going to be Mechayiv you. But really, there's no difference between Grama and Garmi. Rashi would say, no, there's really no difference between Grama and Garmi. You have the same Machlokas by Grama that you do by Garmi. Just that one word in Rashi, Kasavar, that all of the Rishonim are Medayikin. Okay, now let's take a look at each of the four cases that the Gemara mentioned. Number one, Amar Mar. A person knocks down a wall that's guarding his friend's animal. So, hey chidami, what's the case that we're going to say that yipat b'din adam chayim b'din en chayv b'din yishamayim? Ilem b'kosel bari. If it's a strong wall, so b'din adam nami nechayv. You knock down a strong wall that would have protected that animal from going out, and now you let it out, and it wasn't going to get out without you. So then you should be chayv b'din adam also. There's no question. So what should be chayiv b'dinei adam for? Important Rashi over here. Ibekol sabari b'dinei adam nami nechayiv mia akosel. What we're saying you should be chayiv b'dinei adam for is not the animal. You should be chayiv b'dinei adam on the kosel. It was a strong kosel. You knocked it down. To biyadayim ava, that you physically, you took a sledgehammer and knocked down the wall. Biyadayim. So that there's no shaila you should be chayiv on. What about the behema? So says Rashi, v'abehema leka lemeimer d'mechayiv, that's non pertzulis and pater. But on the behema, there's no havamina that you would have been chayiv. Because when the Mishnah had said that we read yesterday, if the listim break out the animal, so they're pater. So you knock down the wall and the animal goes free, you're pater on the animal. So when we say, when the Gemara asks, how can we say you're only chayiv b'dinei shamayim, you should be chayiv b'dinei adam, it's not asking on the animal. It's asking on the wall that you knocked down. So Tosfos asks the obvious question. So granted, you're chayiv b'dinei adam on the wall. Maybe, so look at Tosfos in the second wide line, v'imtomer nid chayiv akosel, name of depater b'dinei adam, kai abehema. Maybe when it says you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim, that's talking about the animal. The Gemara is saying, how could this be that it's a strong wall and you're pater b'dinei adam for knocking it down? No, we're not saying you're pater b'dinei adam for knocking the wall down. You're pater b'dinei adam on the behema. Maybe that's what it's talking about. So it says Tosfos Yishlomer de lo shayich lemisni pater b'dinei adam im hayashum chiyuv o b'behema o b'kosel. We wouldn't just broadly label the case as a case of pater b'dinei adam if at the end of the day you're going to be paying money. For something. You're going to be paying money for the wall. So we can't broadly label this case as a case of Pater B'dinei Adam if there's any sort of chiyuv. So this says the Gemara, so what's the answer? So if it's not a kosel bari, it doesn't make sense. Because a kosel bari, you should be chayiv B'dinei Adam also. So says the Gemara, Ella b'kosel ra'ua. It must be talking about a bad wall, a wall that was going to fall down anyway. That's where Rashi says, the law after that, you didn't cost him any money by knocking down the wall, till the mistar kai, because the wall was going to be knocked down anyway. And that's what Tosfos continues on that Tosfos we were just reading. So he says, and that's what the Gemara answers, Aval kishimatari, it's b'kosel ra'ua. Once we answer that we're dealing with a kosel ra'ua, are you really chayiv b'dinei shamayim on the wall when the wall was going to fall down anyway and you knock it down? He says, nah, probably not. You're probably pater on the wall because the wall was going to fall down anyway. Why do we call chayiv b'dinei shamayim then? That's not going on the wall now. Now we're going back to the behema. Right, kivan sheyesh davar shu chayiv bo kugon habehema. Since you're chayiv b'dinei shamayim on the behema, but wait a second. If the wall was going to fall down anyway, so that's why I'm pater even b'dinei shamayim on the wall. Why am I chayiv b'dinei shamayim on the behema? The wall is going to fall down anyway. So Pashta says, yes, the wall is going to fall down, but we don't know when it was going to fall down. It could have lasted another day. By tomorrow, maybe the guy was going to move his behema to a safer location. The wall was still going to be there. The wall wasn't moving anywhere. That wall, if anything, he would have knocked it down. That's the furthest the wall was going. So if you knock it down, so you're pater even midine shemayim, because it was a wall that was pretty much it was on its last legs. But the behema, that might have stayed in the guy's possession, because the guy could have transferred it at any time, and now you knocked down the wall in front of it, so that made it, so that's why you're going to be at least chayiv bedina shemayim in that case. Case number two, Amar Mar, hakoviv kamaso shel chaver b'fnei adleika yechidami. What's the case where you move your friend's produce right in front of a fire, and therefore the fire burns it? And that's where we say, you pata bedina adam, chayiv bedina shemayim. If the fire was going to get there with a ruach metzuya, with a normal wind, a normal breeze, then you would have been chayiv even b'dinei adam, because that's like taking your friend's stuff and throwing it in a fire. If you know the fire is coming here, it's the same thing as throwing his stuff in a fire. No, the case is it was going to get here, but only with a ruach she'ena metzuya. That's the case. So you're part of b'dinei adam because you didn't know that the fire was going to get there. You didn't know ruach she'ena metzuya was going to come. But you're chayiv b'dinei shemayim because what are you doing, messing around, moving it in the path of a possible fire? V'ravashi yamar tamun itmar mishum deshavya tamun be'esh. Ravashi says no. The issue over here is what did you do? It's not that you moved it. It's not just that you moved it in the way of a fire. You covered the produce of your friend with cloth or whatever. You took some sheets and you covered it up. So when you saw a fire near it, so then the fire goes and burns through it. But the guy who lit the fire is going to be putter, because eish is your putter on tamun be'esh. Your putter on anything that's hidden. And from a fire that damaged it. If you made a fire and it damages something that's hidden, you're pater. So you made it so that the guy who lit the fire is going to be pater. So that's a case where we're talking about a grama benizikin, where you're going to be pater b'dinei adam, but you're going to be chayiv b'dinei shemayim. If you look at Tosos asks, well, we said that if it's a ruach metzuya, then you should be chayiv b'dinei adam also. So it says Tosos, you see from there yesod. You see that it doesn't make a difference whether you bring the stuff to the fire or the fire to the stuff. Right, you see that Vim Tomar, Kivin Chain Chilik, Bain Makariv Dover Eitzala Eish, Bain Makariv Eish Eitzala Dover, since apparently it doesn't really matter whether you bring a fire and light the stuff on fire, or you bring the stuff and put it in the way of the fire, apparently it doesn't matter. So, Amayam Rin Parakol and Nisrafin, Kafto Bimakam Shasov Chama Utsina Lavo, Pater. That if you tie someone down in a place where the sun or the cold is going to come and hurt them, so you're pater, because that's too indirect. What do you mean? If you know that it's coming, why is that any different than kofif kamaso when in front of a fire that's going to get here with ruach metzuya? And also, if you tie someone down in front of a lion, where a lion's going to come, so why should you be pater? Certainly, if you tie someone down and then you bring them to where the cold or the sun or something's going to hurt them, of course you're chayiv. That's exactly, it's exactly correct. That's not what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about. Someone is already in a location. You just keep them in that location. You don't move them from that location. The animal's there. And you tie that animal down in that location, and then the sun comes out in that location and starts baking down on the animal. So you didn't bring the animal to the sun. You didn't bring the animal to the place where the sun was going to come. The animal is already there. You just kept it there. That's the case. So they weren't there at the time that you tied it down. So in that case, that's the case where you're going to be putter. Go a little weiter and tells us toward the bottom. He says, let's skip that for now. So let's go weiter in the Gemara. Case number three. Amar Mar, Hasocher Eidei Sheker Yechidami. What's the case where you hire Eidei Sheker, you hire people to testify falsely, that you can be putter b'dinei adam and chayiv b'dinei shemayim? If you hired witnesses to testify on your own behalf falsely, well, then you owe money, because you had people testify for you that someone owed you money, you got money from them, and now you have to pay back the money, and that's even b'dinei adam, they have to pay back the money. Why should it be that it's pater b'dinei adam? That doesn't make any sense. You're chayiv b'dinei adam to pay the money. Says Tosos, v'chitema patim midin yadam shum tolei adin shem edei sheker. Maybe you didn't know that they're edei sheker. You paid them to testify, but you don't know that they're lying. So then maybe that's why you patim midin yadam. You come akum kivin shem hiyinu yadam shem edei sheker. Mishalim ain shayach misni patim midin yadam. He says no. Since if you would know, you would have to pay. So we can't say that it's patim midin yadam when you hire edim. So it's not what you're talking about, that you hire edim for yourself. Ella l'chavrei. Must be talking about a case where you hire edim for somebody else. So that's the case where you're patim midin yadam and chayiv bedinei shamayim. Says Tosos, Kigon she'ein l'chavrei malashalim, meaning Tosfos is bothered. He says, wait a second, who has any level of chiyuv over here? I would think the person who falsely got the money should have to give it back. No, I hired false witnesses to testify for my friend that he should get $1,000, so my friend should be chayiv to give the $1,000 back. Why am I chayiv b'dinei shemayim? Right? I shouldn't be chayiv b'dinei shemayim, it should be his chiyuv. So Tosfos says, no, you know when you're chayiv b'dinei shemayim? When she'in l'chavri malashalim. They go to him and they say, no, pay it back. He says, sorry, I went to Vegas, I lost it all. I don't have any of it anymore. Oh, shahalach l'medina siyam, or we can't find the friend. He's out of town, he left. So we don't know for sure that it was Eidei Sheker. So then you're the one that's chayav b'dinei shemayim. And then Tosfos says another chiddush. V'dafka socher. It's only if you hire Eidim that you're part of b'dinei shemayim. That you're going to be chayav b'dinei shemayim. That's the key. Aval Omar. If I just ask two guys, hey, do you mind testifying falsely that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and they go ahead and they do it, then I'm even pater midine shemayim for my role. The sover shlo yishmu lo, because I can always say, I didn't think they were going to listen to me. Why would they listen to me? I'm not paying them anything. I just asked them to lie in court, and they said, okay. Who would have thought that they were going to listen to me? So the reason why the Gemara picks the example of socher is not to tell you that even though you hired them, you're still patur midini adam. That's not such a chiddush. The chiddush is that because you hired them, that's why you're chayav b'dinei shemayim. But had you not hired them, had you only asked them to testify, you would not be chayav b'dinei shemayim. That's the idea of socher over here. So that's how Tosfos is mechadesh. Now, not all of the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. The Ritva and the Me'iri disagree with Tosfos. They say even if you are Amar le'edim, even if you tell the edim that you want them to be made sheker, you're chayav b'dinei shemayim. Why does it say socher? Not because, again, there's any chiddush in the word socher, just because that's the normal case. Because normally they're not going to listen if you don't pay them. So normally no one's going to testify falsely for you unless they're getting paid well to do so. But that's the only reason that it mentions socher. There's no other reason that it mentions socher. Even if you are omer, even if you just ask them to testify falsely, you're still going to be chayav b'dinei shemayim. There's no such taina that I didn't think they were going to listen to me and therefore I should be patur b'dinei shemayim. There's no such taina. The shach sides with the Ritva and the Me'iri. The Shach and Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamed Beis sides with the Ritva and the Me'iri based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara says if someone asks someone to kill somebody, someone hires a hitman, Seva Harogas and Nefesh, so the murderer is going to be Chayiv, the one who sent him is going to be Pater, and Shammai HaZaken disagrees and says, no, even the one who sent him is going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara over there explains that Shammai means that the one who sent him is not going to be Chayiv B'dinei Adam, he's going to be Chayiv only B'dinei Shemayim. And even the Chachamim agree that he'd be Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. So what's the chiluk between the Chachamim and Shammai? Whether it's Dina Rabba or Dina Zuta, how severe the punishment B'dinei Shemayim is going to be. But everyone agrees that if I ask somebody to kill somebody else, I hire a hitman, even if I don't pay him money, I just ask someone to kill somebody else, I'm chayiv b'dinei shemayim. So says the Shach, that's exactly our issue over here. I'm asking someone to be made checker about someone else. Tosfos says, I'm pater b'dinei shemayim because I could say, what do you mean? I didn't know he would listen to me. Well, then in the Gemara Kiddushin, you should have the same argument. I asked someone to kill somebody else. I didn't know he was going to listen to me. But the Gemara Kiddushin says, no, nevertheless, you chayiv b'dinei shemayim. So it's a raya against Tosfos, a raya to the shita of the Ritva and the Me'iri. So how to answer that raya is a major discussion in the Achronim. There are four tirutzim that are quoted. I'll just mention one of them. The Ktsos writes, and also in Siman Lamed Beis and Choshen Mishpat, that when Tosfos is talking b'dinei shemayim, Tosfos is talking about achiv mamon b'dinei shemayim. That if you only asked Edim and you didn't hire the Edim to lie, so you're potter from any sort of chiv mamon b'dei shemayim. Meaning, like we said before, what's the nature of this chiv b'dei shemayim? And the Me'iri said, it's a chiv mamon, that you actually owe money. That's what Tosfos is talking about. When I ask Edim to testify falsely for somebody else, I don't have a chiv mamon b'dei shemayim. The Gemara in Kiddushin is not talking about Chiyuv B'Day Shemayim like that matches the Chiyuv B'Day Adam. We're not talking about the being Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim as if you murdered him. No, it's talking about the fact that you did something wrong, and therefore up in Shemayim, it's Magielo, some sort of Onesh. You deserve some sort of Onesh. That you're always going to have, even if I don't hire Edom. Tosfos would be Moda. That even if I don't hire the Edom, I just ask the Edom to testify falsely, I'm not getting any mitzvah awards up in Shemayim. I have some sort of Onesh, that's Magia, B'Day Shemayim. It's just that I'm not going to be chayv any Mamon, B'Day Shemayim. Let's go Vayter. Says Gemara Vayter. Where are we? Case number four. What's the case where I know testimony about someone else and I don't use it, I don't say it? So what do we mean that I'm pata b'dil l'mchay b'day shemayim ilim betray if there are two witnesses? Pshita daraisahu im lo yagid v'nasa avono. And of course I'm chayiv because it's a din daraisa im lo yagid v'nasa avono. It says in the Torah, if you don't say your testimony, you shall bear the burden of that sin. Frank tells us that's talking about if you swear that you don't know testimony. How do we know that stam, I'm kovesh my testimony, that I bear the burden of that sin? So Tos says, no. The pasuk is saying that if you swear that you don't know testimony, then you're chayiv a karban shvua. If you don't, you're chayiv a karban shvua for testimony that you swore you withheld. But when you don't swear that you don't know the testimony, then you're not chayiv a karban shvua, but still v'nasa avono. V'nasa avono applies just for withholding testimony that you know. So ela b'chad, it must be that it's an eid echad, and because it's an eid echad, that's Kovish's testimony. So it's not so pshita, because all you could be mechayiv him, you can't be mechayiv him mamun anyway, al yidei eid echad. All you could be mechayiv him al yidei eid echad is a shvua. Right? When an eid echad testifies that you owe money, so the guy is going to be chayiv a shvua, but he's not going to be chayiv any mamun. So that's why it's a chiddush to say that I'm going to be chayiv b'dinei shemayim for withholding testimony that couldn't have been mechayiv a person money anyway. So could have only done so much. So frankly, Gemara. So those are the four cases. Vesu leka. There are no other cases of patu b'din adam chayv b'din shemayim. Vayika. I'll give you a whole bunch more. Ha'osam malacha mechatas u'paras chatas patu b'din adam chayv b'din shemayim. If you do malacha with the paraduma waters or with the paraduma itself, where it ruins it from being kosher to be used to be matar people or tami meis, so you patu b'din adam chayv b'din shemayim. Vayika. No sin sama mavus b'fnei beimus chaver patu b'din adam chayv b'din shemayim. If you put poison in front of your friend's animal, you patu b'din adam. But you chayv b'din shemayim. We had that earlier. V'yikash shaleich seber b'yachir shotu v'katan patim b'dinam chayv b'din shemayim. If I give a fire to chayv shotu v'katan to play with and to light things on fire, so everything they light on fire, I am patim b'dinam chayv b'din shemayim for. V'yikam mavenes chaver patim b'dinam chayv b'din shemayim. When I frighten somebody and damage them in that way, I go and I say Rashi says mavenes chavero. I go and takalo ba'ozno pitom uba'aso d'lovem re'maisa begufo. I scream in his ear, you know, suddenly, and I scare him, where I didn't do any maisa on his guf, so I'm patur b'din adam chayv b'din shemayim. Right, Rashi seems to be saying the chiyuv comes from the fact, the reason you're patur b'din adam is because you didn't do anything physically to him. There's nothing done on his guf. Not all of the Rishonim agree with that assessment. The Gemara later on seems to say that it's because ihu mavit nafshei, that the person scared himself, meaning that he's partially responsible for allowing himself to be scared, for being such a wimp. So it's not just that you didn't do anything physically to him. It's probably the same thing, though, meaning that's what we're saying. You can only have a svara of iu mavit nafshei because you didn't physically do anything to him. So therefore, he's mavit nafshei. The Rama writes that the reason you putter is because he should have been marking rosho. He should have bent out of the way. But the fact that he just stood there listening to you to you scream in his ear, so that's why you're going to be putter midini adam, even though your attack is still going to be chayv midini shemayim. Says Gemara Vayter. What else is there? Va'ika nishbar kado b'rosh hashram lo salka nafl gemalav lo amida. If your vessel breaks in the rosh hashram and you don't clean it up, so you have broken shards that could bust people's tires in the Rishus HaRabim, right? Pieces of glass that you leave out in the street. Or your camel fell and you didn't stand it up, so it's lying there as a barber Rishus HaRabim. So Rameir Mechayev Bezeken, Rameir holds your Taka Chayev on the Hezek, but according to the Chamim, Patim Yidin Yadam Chayev Yidin Yishmaim. This is also included on the list. So what do you do about all those? How can you say there are only four? Answers Gemara in, Mia Ika Tuva Vahani Yisrichalei. There are more. granted. But the four that we mentioned are needed to be taught. We need to be taught the four that we mentioned. Those are the critical ones. Why? Because I would have had a hava mina otherwise. These four specifically, I would think that even bedinei shemayim I'm pater. That's why I needed the Gemara to tell me, the Braisa to tell me that I'm chayiv bedinei shemayim on these. Why would I have thought that these four specifically I'm pater even Bedine Adaman? So says Gemara, Poris Kedim Fnei Behemus Chaveiro, when I knocked down the wall in front of my friend's animal, Ma'al Detema, Kivin Dulu Misrei Kai, Ma'avid, Bedine Shemayim Nami Lel Chayiv. Like we said before, since it was going to be destroyed anyway, that wall was going to be destroyed anyway, and therefore the animal just left for a few more hours there, would have gotten out anyway, I would think I shouldn't even be Chayiv Bedine Shemayim, Kamash Mlan, that I am. Perhaps for the Svar that we said, because maybe the guy could have moved the animal within those few hours. Number two, Akoviv Kamasa Shal Chaveiro Nami. When I move my friend's produce in front of a fire, how did I know Ruach Sheina Metsuya? I didn't know hurricane level winds were going to blow today. Therefore, I shouldn't even be chayv b'dinei shemayim. Kamash malan, that what are you messing around, moving your friend's stuff in the way of a fire, even if you didn't think the fire was actually going to get there. You don't take risks with other people's stuff. And even according to Ravashi, who said that all you did was cover the produce so that the person who lit the fire is going to be pater, still, what's the avamina that you're pater b'dinei shemayim? I might think that you could say, I wasn't trying to get the guy off the hook who lit the fire. I was covering it, trying to protect the stuff. I was hoping it wouldn't burn. That's why I was covering it up. And that should get me out of the chi of Bedinei Shemayim. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't get you out of the chi of Bedinei Shemayim. Frek tells us, what kind of havamin is that? That should get me out of the chi of Bedinei Shemayim, because what? I'm going to tell God that when I was covering it, I wasn't trying to get the guy off the hook. I was really trying to protect it. Don't you think God knows what your real kavana was? Meaning, obviously, the chiv b'dinei shemayim is only if you were trying to make the guy pater. And you can't have a taina to God. No, I was really only trying to protect it. When he told me b'dinei adam, yeah, you can say such a taina. You can say whatever you want, and the judges have to believe you. He's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam over here. He probably knows. So Tulsa says, what you have to say is that afilu b'nischavim l'tova shelo yimar l'isrof, even if you meant well, you're still going to be chayv b'dinei shemayim. Meaning the kamash malon is that even though you have such a taina, even though you really meant well, you're still going to be chayv b'dinei shemayim, because in the end of the day, you cost the guy money. You did something that actually was the opposite of what you intended to do. Not all Rishonim agree to that, but again, no time to get into it right now. V'asoch rei d'shekar nami, and also when in the case of hiring Eidus Sheker, Ma'od Tema, I might think, Lema Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, I could say, why should I be Chayv B'dinei Shemayim? We have a Svara, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, that why should the guy listen to me to lie? There's a Torah that says not to lie. He should have listened to the Torah. U'B'dinei Shemayim, Nami Lo L'Chayv, and therefore I shouldn't even be Chayv B'dinei Shemayim. Kamash Mlan, therefore comes tell me, that no, that you are chayav b'dinei shemayim. Chavis Yair asked the obvious kasha. We do use that svara of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim, and that's the whole svara for ein shliach l'dvar avera. So all of a sudden over here we're saying, no, I might have a havamina that we would say divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim, but l'maskana we don't say it. So the Chavis Yair answer is based on the sma that when with a shliach yipater, because the mishaleach was sure that the shliach would never listen to him to violate an issur Torah. So therefore, the maisa shliach is not going to relate back to the mishaleach. I mean, the whole idea is not just tam, he should have known better, but that because he should have known better, I didn't think he was going to listen to me. That's the real svara of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. When can you say such a svara? When I'm not paying the guy. Because I should logically think, why should he listen to me? Let him listen to God. He has nothing to gain from listening to me. But if I'm offering him some money to listen to me, so then everyone has a yetzer hara for money. So I can't argue, I didn't know he would listen to me. You were paying him. Of course he was going to listen to you. People have a yetzer hara for that kind of thing. That's the kamash malan. And finally, Vayodeh, Eidus Chaver Veinomei Lo Nami, the case of you know testimony about someone else and you don't say it, Ma'od Tema Miyem R'tchiav Masinalei, have a I could say, look, my testimony wouldn't have accomplished anything. Because when I would have said that Reuven owes Shimon money, Reuven would not have said, you're right, I owe the money. He would have been chayev a shvur, and he would have lied. He would have taken a shvua and lied and then gotten off the hook anyway. So I didn't cost him anything by not testifying that testimony. The testimony only would have caused Reuven to deny it anyway. So it's not going to help. So Kamashvila, and therefore comes to tell me no, that when an Eid withholds testimony, still it's consequential. Because you don't know what Reuven would have done. Maybe Reuven Taka would have been Moda. And therefore, there's a Reb Chaim that discusses a Chakiri and says, Machlokas Rishonim, is it, when we say an Eid Echad is Mechayiv someone a Shvua, there's Reb Chaim in the stencils, is an Eid Echad Mechayiv a Shvua? Or do we say no? An Eid Echad is really Mechayiv Mamon. It's just that Reuven can get out of it, can get out of that Chayiv Mamon by taking a Shvua. So it could be that that's the issue over here. That could be the Havamina and the Maskana over here. One could argue that the Havamina is the Eid Echad could say, I'm only Mechayiv a Shvua, I'm not Mechayiv Mamon anyway. Kamash Mulan, no, you're really Mechayiv Mamon. It's just that he has a way out with a Shvua. Okay, anyway, says Gemara, Nifritza B'layla Shepertua Listim. So the Mishnah had said that if the wall breaks down at night, or listim come and break down the wall, so and it goes out and damages, so you're pater. Amar Abav, Vuhusha Chasra, Aval Lo Chasra Mai. That's only if the animal dug its way out. But if it didn't dig its way out, if it just went through the open wall, then what's the din? Chayiv. Then you're going to be Chayiv. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilei Mebekosel Bari, if it's a perfectly strong wall, Kilo Chasra Mai Chayiv. When it didn't dig its way out, why should you be Chayiv? Mai Havali Lemev, what are you supposed to do? You put a strong wall there, and it got through the strong wall. What were you supposed to do? Ela Bekosel Ru'ua. Must be that it was a broken wall. Then Ki Chasra Mai Pater. Then why, when it digs its way out, am I I put it behind a wall that cannot possibly hold it in, and it got out in a weird way. So it's tchasim shiv sof a bonus. So honey, chlamaniyam tchasim shiv sof a bonus patel. Maniyam tchasim shiv sof a bonus chayiv. Michael Meimar, what are you going to do according to the sheet? Tchasim shiv sof a bonus you chayiv. El masnisin because el bari vafil lo chasra. The Mishnah is talking about the case of a very strong wall, and even if the animal didn't dig its way out. V'chiyitmar de Rabba, when Rabba made his statement that it's only when it digs its way out that you're going to be pater, that wasn't going on that case, that was going on Seifa Itmar, that was going on the next case in the Mishnah, of Iniach Bechama o Shemasa l'cherishot v'katan v'yatzavi yizika, that you leave it out in the sun, or you give it in the hands of a cherishot v'katan, and it goes out and does damage chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, Amar Rabba, and Rabba says, v'afilu chasra, in that case you're going to be chayiv, even if the way the animal escaped was in an unusual way, by digging through a tunnel for itself. So lomi by a hechad lo chasra de kula b'pshiyahu. Obviously, if it doesn't dig its way through, it just escapes. Then you're a total posheya because it just escaped from the cherishot of a katan or whatever. El afilu chasra nami. Even if it digs its way out, ma'u detema havilat chasra b'shivus of bonus. I might think that that's called chasra b'shivus of bonus. Kamashmulan de kula p'shiyahi. Kamashmulan that it's all called p'shia. Why is it posheya if it dug its way out? That's an onus, isn't it? My taima. Da amrle made the other to keep into shav kasa b'chama kol titz gadis alamav. If you leave it in a place that's uncomfortable for the animal, it's no longer abnormal for the animal to come up with anything it can to escape. And it will start digging a tunnel for itself if that's what it takes. You can't argue that that's an onus anymore. That's only an onus if under normal conditions an animal digs a tunnel for itself. But if you've left the animal in a very uncomfortable position, the animal's going to do whatever it can to escape. We said if listim let the animal escape, then the listim are chayev. Fractigmar pshita, kivin dafkua, kaim liberushu, sayilu kal mili, since the listim are the ones that let it out, of course it's their responsibility now. It goes into their rishus. It's obvious that they take on all the new responsibilities. Tosus isn't sure why it's so pshita. The first Tosus on the Amud over here is not so certain that it's so pshita. He says, "Vim Tomar uminali dekayim b'rishusayah filus chayav amashiim mazekes." How do I know that the listim are chayav for even that which the animal damages? That's what we're talking about. The Ketani Yatsav Ezika. The Mishnah says if a listim let it out and it goes, the animal goes out and damages. Listim don't even know anything about that damage. They're going to be chayav for that. And don't tell me I learned it from Shomer Chidam and Shoel that also are chayav for damages, because sometimes the gazlan has a more makel damage. Strange as it is, Tos proves we're not going to. You can take a look that sometimes the gazlan were more makel with his dinim than we are at the Shomer Chidam and the Shoel, etc. That it's not necessarily a raya that just because the Shomer Chidam and Shoel would have such a din that it's going to be true of the listim also. So why is it so partial to the Gemara? So if you look at the end of that Tosfos, he says v'yishlomar desvaru hu de gazlan nichnas tachas abaylim. It's a svara. Since you took it out of the Rishus Bailim, who themselves were chayiv in the shmira of that animal, and now you've made it impossible for the Bailim to be shomer that animal, because you took it away from them without them knowing, in the middle of the night, you let the animal loose. So the Bailim can't be shomer. So it makes the most logical sense that all of those chayiv shmira therefore transfer to you, to the listim. So anyway, so the Gemara says, so therefore it's pashut. So the answer is, no, the chiddush is, you didn't pull the animal out, you just stood, you know, moved in front of it in such a way where the animal had no way to go but to escape. If you sick your animal onto your friend's produce, you're going to be chayiv. Of course, if I sick my animal onto my friend's produce, I'm going to be chayiv. No, even though I didn't physically move the animal, I just stood in its way, in a way that it had to go there. That the cases where you stick it with a stick to get it going in order to pull it, and that's called that you physically move the animal. Masra l'roa nichnas haroa, etc. The Mishnah said that if you give it to a roa, so then the shepherd takes on full responsibilities. Amri tacht of the man, the roa takes on the responsibilities of who? Ilei metacht of the bal behema. If you're going to tell me the roa, the shepherd takes on the responsibilities of the owner of the animal. Tanin lechad zimno, we already know that one. Masra l'shomachin l'shal nasachol so. You give your animal to the shomer to watch, the shomer takes your place. El tacht of the shomer. So no, it means that you gave it to a shomer, then the shomer gave it to another shomer, to a roa. That roa that the shomer gave it to now takes the place of the first shomer. The shomer kamet iftalei legamri. And the first shomer bears no responsibility whatsoever. Isn't that a tiyuf on Rava? Because Rava says the shomer gives to another shomer, he's going to be chayiv. Samul charava, no. Meaning the first shomer is going to be chayiv because he shouldn't have given it to someone else. Samul charava, Rava would respond to you, no. My masul roa le barzile. Dor chedra le mimsal barzile. When you give it to a roa, we're talking about over here, you give it to the chief shepherd of the town. And you know that he has employees that work for him. And that's the way he does it. He delegates the responsibilities to his employees. You give it to a big roa company. So you give it to the CEO of the company. He's not going to watch your sheep. Of course he's going to give it to somebody else. In that case, the CEO is not responsible. It's the it's whatever little roa that he gives it to, whichever one of his, the Rashi says Talmidim, whichever one of his employees that he gives it to, that's going to be responsible. That's not a normal case of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. Ikadamri, midiktani masra l'rov, l'oktani masra l'yacher. From the fact that it says you give it to a shepherd, doesn't just stop say you give it to another guy. Shemamina, my masra l'rov, masra l'brazile, do orche dro l'mimsa l'brazile. It's obvious that we're talking about that case where you give it to the chief roa and he delegates to his employees. Avali acher lo, but you see clearly the implication is exactly like Rava. The implication is if Stam you give it to a shomer and then that shomer gives it to another shomer, the first shomer is not putter. So lema misayele le Rava. That's a raya to Rava. Dama Rava shomer shemasa le shomer chayiv. Shomer gives to another shomer is chayiv. So it says more army lo. Maybe it's not a raya. Dilma orcha de milsa katani. Maybe the only reason it said roa is because that's the normal case. But for huad din liacher, maybe enochinami a shomer shemasa le shomer is also putter. So it's not necessarily a raya. For Rava or against Rava. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.